For the past year or so, there have been monthly meetings in Barbados of what is called the Joint Economic Group, or the JEG. Special Envoy to Prime Minister Motley, Professor Avinash Prasad, tells us that this group brings together all the economists in government.
All the senior officials, customs, tax revenues, finance, all the key ministries, and it pours over the data. We now have daily data on tax revenues and expenditures, looks at monthly trends, and the idea is to try and pick up early if there are any adverse trends, try to understand what's going on. Is tourism spend down this month? Is it part of a trend, or is it recovering? Is it down only from one set of visitors? In which case, we know then how to focus our response. If tourism is down only from Canada or only from the US, then we know we need to do something that's more focused to deal with that problem. And we've been pouring through the data. The data gives you a very good sense of what's going on in the economy and how we can try and support growth and jobs and where the weak points are and where the strength is. And it's currently the data is telling a very interesting story about the status of the recovery in Barbados.
He reveals that there are now some positive economic indicators.
If you look at the consumption of everyday things like food and drink and clothes, that is up today compared to a year ago at around 5% in terms of our imports, just shy of 5%. So that shows that there's been a stabilization of the economy. We're not seeing any sharp reduction that you might see if we were in some kind of deep recession. The next piece of data you look at is what's called durable goods. They're called durable because they last long. Things like cars, washing machines, fridges. Those numbers are today up 6.7% compared to a year ago. And that's a very interesting boost because that is a sign of confidence. People don't buy a car if they're not confident. So durable goods tend to be trending below the average if people are not confident, they're worried about the future, and trending above average as they're doing now, 6.7% versus 5%, showing a gathering degree of confidence about the future.
But what are the implications of that for foreign reserves?
Well, we have to earn our foreign exchange to be able to pay for our imports, and there's been much speculation about what's happening to tourism, but in fact, the total number of tourists coming, the total amount of expenditure on tourism is growing. It may be being spent on different things than it was, and that's one of the reasons, along with other things, why our reserves are now well over the 15-week target that we gave ourselves 18 months ago. You know, we were down to around 3 to 4 weeks of import cover. Our reserves could pay for 3 to 4 weeks of our imports. And now our reserves are over 16 weeks, $1.5 billion. They hit that number just a few days ago, $1.5 billion. We've not seen that number for a very long time. So our reserves are not an issue. But there's another very interesting piece of data, and that's what's happening to investment goods. So you only get growth in an economy when you get investment. So the Halouts are building a new ice cream factory. If you spend money on building an ice cream factory, that will produce more growth than if you spend money, the same amount of money, on consuming ice cream. If you spend money on going on a course to allow you to write computer code, to write new software, that leads to more growth than if you spend the same amount of money on buying software and apps for your phone. So investment goods we want to see because that's a sign of growth. And in capital goods, which is things like machinery, investment goods, things that you need for investment like fuel and feed for agriculture, that is now rising. Imports of that is now rising at around 15% above where we were 12 months ago. So we're seeing the start, the a mini investment boom, and that will presage a growth in economic activity and in jobs.
That's Professor Avinash Prasad on Sagicor's Early Business.